This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Hybrid cloud storage, a lot of talk about it going on these days. And with us to talk about it right now is Ron Biacchini, CEO of Avere Systems. Also with us, George Crump. He is the lead analyst and the founder of Storage Switzerland. Hey, Ron, George was at EMC World this week, and he said there was a lot of activity around the hybrid cloud storage topic. What exactly is hybrid cloud storage?
Hybrid cloud storage is the ability to maintain an enterprise NAS experience to the user, yet allow the repository either to be on local NAS or in the cloud. So it's that ability, the hybrid aspect of it, is it the ability to present a consistent front end, a consistent NAS experience, and the user being unaware of exactly where the data is being stored.
George, why does hybrid cloud storage appeal more than, say, public or private cloud?
There's a couple of reasons, right? Anytime you are dealing with an environment like that, the number one concern typically is security. The second concern is typically latency, meaning how long will it take me to get my stuff from the cloud? And then for many environments, there's a group of data, some chunk, that just can't go into the cloud. I was sitting down this week with a bunch of CIOs at financial trading firms. They're not going to put most of their data in the cloud for that very reason. Now, we can argue about whether if that's really a security issue or the laws need to be updated, but that's just a real concern. So the hybrid cloud allows you to adapt to that model. It allows you to adapt to any performance concerns you might have, while at the same time taking advantage of some of the scale and cost benefits of having an external cloud.
But what are some of the challenges that hybrid cloud, George?
Well, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than, say, going out and just buying an Amazon account or a Google account and start dumping data out there, right? Because you do have to generally set something up in the data center. You have to make sure that connects into your network. You got to figure out a way. Probably the biggest challenge that I see people struggling with is how do they know what data and when should they move that data to the cloud, right? So and when you tell people, oh, you have to do this big data analysis, their eyes start to glaze over, and all of a sudden it doesn't sound quite as appealing.
Ron, what are you guys doing to reduce some of that complexity?
So let me actually add on to what George said. First, I agree with him wholeheartedly. There's some data that users are going to keep locally, even when the cloud is available. But I think a second issue that enterprise has is momentum. They are already running their business on a whole bunch of local data. And so it's not a matter of local NAS or enterprise or using the cloud, but this capability of maintaining what they're doing and slowly migrating in, and this ability to keep their application interfaces the same, yet leverage the cloud just as they're leveraging their local NAS. So I agree with George, long term, there are going to be things they want in the cloud, and there are going to be things they want to keep locally. But in the immediate future, it's how to deal with that transition, how to deal with that migration, and keeping all the applications up and running. An enterprise doesn't stop its business, get everything where it wants, and then starts it all over again. So there's a momentum to what they're doing, and this ability to keep things local and then also migrate things to the cloud is very important.
Ron, there are people who say that folks just love what they already have. It's like the analogy of you have a trash can. It's a great trash can. It's an old trash can. We want to give you this brand new, shiny, wonderful trash can, but people still don't want to give up their old stuff. Is that what we're getting into here?
Yeah, it's as much as they don't want to give up their old stuff as it is they're currently satisfied with what they have. They're running their business on it. And so it's not, you know, you hear the whole analogy of an airplane changing its wings, you know, changing the wings of an airplane while it's in flight is just not possible. And so what they need to do is they need to keep their business going. They need to keep the whole processes running, yet give them this ability to get things out to the cloud while the interfaces, the features, functionality, the performance, all that has to stay the same so they can continue to support what they're doing.
So you guys have Cloud NAS to help them with that momentum, correct?
That's exactly right. What our product does is it guarantees feature functionality and performance of a NAS front end, yet you can tolerate arbitrarily high latency to the repository behind us. So you can have your local NAS, you can have public or private cloud off-site with very high latency between it, and as long as you have an AVIR product on-prem, the user will absolutely have no idea where the data is being stored. So it gives them the exact feature set, the exact NAS experience that they're used to now, no matter where the data is stored.
George, this sounds like something that the data centers really, really need, especially if they want to move forward with the technology.
The key thing, and I think Ron really hit that key word, it's really about momentum, right? We're not dealing with a brand new startup here, typically, right? Ron, I don't know how many of your clients are startups, but I assume most of them have data in flight. And so the ability to gently insert into the environment and then in an automated fashion be able to move data back and forth, and then more importantly, to accelerate the business locally, right? Because it's not all about just saving money. It's also about getting more stuff done faster. And that's where this type of product really comes in and helps. It gets that front-end work done that and gets it done faster, and it enables cost reduction by moving the data that's sort of in the way to a more affordable and cost-efficient repository.
Ron Biacchini and George Crump will be in a webinar together coming up on Tuesday. It's noon Central, 1 o'clock East Coast, 8 o'clock out on the West Coast. You need to sign up for it. The way you do that is if you're listening to this podcast on StorageSwiss.com, look below the player. There's a link. Click on that. Go register. We have a white paper we'll give you for just signing up to this webinar. If you're listening on iTunes, go to StorageSwiss.com, click on podcasts, find this podcast, and there'll be a link to the webinar. So we want to see you there. That's coming up on Tuesday, noon Central, 1 East Coast, 8 o'clock out on the West Coast. Ron, what are some of the things you want to talk about?
Really, I think the big idea is maintaining that enterprise NAS experience, and not only maintaining it after the system is set up, it's maintaining it while you're migrating to the cloud, because most of our enterprises are starting at on-prem storage. So I think that's really the big topic. It's maintaining enterprise NAS experience and doing it while you're migrating part of your data out to the cloud.
That's Ron Biacchini. He'll be joined by George Crump, lead analyst and founder of Storage Switzerland. The webinar is Tuesday, noon Central, and we want you to sign up for it right now. George, anything you want to add?
A couple things, Charlie. I think the probably the big one as it relates to the webinar is there's two kind of nice incentives for people to sign up early. Number one, they'll get an exclusive paper that's not available anywhere else entitled Hybrid Cloud Now, How to Integrate Primary Storage with Cloud Storage. So we get into the blocking and tackling of the process in that paper. And then secondly, we're giving away an HP Chromebook.
Again, another one.
Yeah, the last guy that won was shocked. He said, I never win anything. So, if you never win anything, maybe you should sign up because you might be the guy that gets the Chromebook this time. So I think those are the two big things.
George Crump, Ron Biacchini coming up on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.